Support for this podcast comes from the UTSA Institute of Texan Cultures. For more than 50 years, the museum has told stories of Texas history and heritage from diverse cultures that define the state's unique character. Details at texancultures.com.
Welcome back to The Source on Texas Public Radio. I'm David Martin Davies. The main concern right now is limiting the spread of coronavirus and saving lives. That's why there are orders to shut businesses like restaurants and bars. The NBA canceled its season. Fiesta was postponed. Many local conventions are not going to happen. So this does mean that people are going to lose jobs. There are layoffs and there are cuts in hours. But there is help available. There are unemployment benefits. It's out there, but who qualifies and how do you get them? We're talking about the economic impact and the unemployment that's going to be happening through the coronavirus. You can call in with your questions. The number is 833-TPR-TALK, 833-877-8255. You could also email us at thesource@tpr.org. We're joined for the rest of the hour by Adrian Lopez, the CEO of Workforce Solutions Alamo. Adrian, welcome to The Source.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Thanks for having us today.
Juan Solis is the board chair for Workforce Solutions Alamo. Juan Solis, good to have you back.
Hey, thank you. Good afternoon. Looking forward to it.
And Romanita Mata Barrera is the executive director of the SA Works Workforce Development Arm of the San Antonio Economic Development Foundation. And Romanita Mata Barrera, welcome to The Source.
Hi, good afternoon.
Let me go first over to Adrian Lopez. Do you have any fresh numbers for us? What are we looking at right now?
So what we lack right now is actually we lack the real data. We're coordinating almost on a daily basis with the Texas Workforce Commission on tracking this. So I don't have the real hard numbers just yet. But what we do have, for example, like Friday we hosted our press conference, right, along with the mayor and the judge, and we certainly thank them for their leadership. But after that conference, we had posted during that conference, we posted our phone number. We received approximately 500 phone calls on Friday. So that could probably be an indication of the need, right, that people are seeking. The center traffic right now seems to be on par with what's been happening over the last month, which is there hasn't been an increase, but that's also probably an indication of where we're at today, which is that people are being asked to stay at home or to provide social distancing, right? So, but we don't have the real hard numbers just yet from the state.
Juan Solis, former city council person, expert on community banking, always an advocate for the west side, south side of San Antonio. Do you think this is going to hit parts of San Antonio harder than others?
Absolutely. When you look at the job makeup, right, I think it's important to realize that the ancillary, as it cascades down, you talk about simply the closing of a restaurant. I've had plenty of conversations with business owners and restaurant owners, the large ones, right, where all of a sudden they start out with the social distancing and went from a room that would hold 160 people to 40. Simple question becomes, then I don't need 8 waitresses, I'll take 4. That's 4 people unemployed. What is important for us to be able to do, there's 2 ways for us to receive information. We understand with our boots on the ground of what's going on within the community when people are reporting to us. There's also officially through the state, the Texas Workforce Commission, is the warrants, which means an organization is bound by the state to be able to report when they're about to lay off people. We've only received 2 so far, and those are indicative of what people have already taken the action, mostly in the hotel motel industry, of what's going on with us. So when you start looking at how people have, for their income, perhaps 2 to 3 jobs to make that happening for their household, we understand these are the ones being affected. And what we have to be able to do is provide our services, reach out to them, provide them the opportunity to reach themselves and get to the Workforce Commission. The governor has made some really good adjustments to this current law. Give you one example. They will, before, when you were eligible for benefits, you had to report to a center every single day in order to get your money. You had to do job search, go and visit. Those have been relaxed for now. The sense of urgency has finally hit Austin. It's finally hitting Washington. And so we're starting to see the ancillary movement in which there's a relaxation of expectations. We want people to understand that. It means where before you may have been denied, you're not going to be denied today.
Well, Juanita Mata Barrera, if you could talk about the San Antonio Economic Development Foundation. People typically think of that operation as trying to bring in more industry to our area and creating new jobs. How are things changing with the current circumstances?
Certainly, David. So we've, in addition to the recruitment efforts, as you spoke of, recruiting companies into San Antonio from across the nation and across the world globally, we have always had a very robust business retention program as well. And our business retention program is focused already on working with our local businesses to ensure that we are able to retain and help them during expansion efforts. So we are now mobilizing that very same team who has been in constant contact with our local employers to also get in touch with them directly. We are making calls in particular to our local target industry businesses in manufacturing, bioscience, tech, and cybersecurity to understand how this is impacting their business, but most importantly, how we can support them immediately with real-time information. And so we're also working to facilitate connections to local, state, and federal support. So very clear cases, our collaboration locally with Workforce Solutions Alamo with Adrian Lopez and his team to ensure that as we're flagging a workforce-related assist from a local employer, that in real time we're able to put them in touch with our local workforce entities or our state workforce entities, in this case, Texas Workforce Commission.
Let's go to the phone lines, 833-TPR-TALK, 833-877-8255. Chris is on the line. And Chris, thanks for calling into The Source. You're on the air.
Hi. Yeah, thank you for having me. Yeah, it's been a crazy time. I was a music writer for the San Antonio Current for about 3 years, and then, you know, kind of got let go this past week. And it's kind of a crazy time just because, you know, if you're familiar with the Current, you know, we survive off of ads for a free newspaper. I'm all weekly covering, you know, music, entertainment, food, local politics, et cetera. And so when, you know, the majority of our ads are coming from restaurants, venues, and, you know, events, you know, none of those things are happening anymore, or they're getting, you know, shut down, or just, you know, just diminishing at the moment, or just on hold. And so, you know, basically you can't afford to get paid. And so, you know, I was one of the people that got laid off. A lot of people lost their jobs from the Current. And, yeah, so, as a writer, you know, it's a lot of people are in that same boat. And so we're all, a bunch of us are just trying to figure out ways to be able to find freelance positions and try and get as much different kind of work as we can within this field that is already sort of, you know, diminishing, as you know, as a person in communications.
Sure. And Chris, are you going to put in for unemployment?
Yeah, I did. I did already, you know, and so hopefully, so hopefully that all goes through. I'm trying to stay positive, obviously, you know, but I know there's a lot of people affected by it, so I'm going to just try and trust the system as much as I can, but also, you know, try and be wary. And, you know, like, I definitely know the community is trying to come together to support all of us. And I've seen, like, you know, restaurant owners like Jason Dady and, you know, a few other people come together to be able to give back to the community and host these, you know, like, sort of small get-togethers to be able to feed people that have lost their jobs. And I think it's really, really wonderful and really, really awesome to see our San Antonio community take care of itself like that and each other. So,
all right, Chris, thanks for calling in and good luck to you. Adrian Lopez, Workforce Solutions Alamo. Chris is an example of how the dominoes fall. You know, restaurants, bars, especially events, they're getting canceled, they're getting closed. And now people who depend on those things, like advertisers for the Current, they're seeing layoffs. One thing leads to another in these circumstances.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, what I would just encourage people, obviously we're in a in you know uncharted territory as it relates to what's happening in the response to this crisis. But I would encourage for folks to still reach out to us, right? To I'm glad that Chris had the opportunity to sign up for unemployment, because what we were encouraging people to do is to not self-select, to not say, you know, well, I'm not sure if I qualify or if I don't qualify. What we're encouraging folks to do is to reach out to us. We do have a helpline or a number. It's 210-224-HELP, or it's 210-224-4357. As I sit here, you know, we also have, you know, in our two other websites that we are encouraging folks to look into, and that's workforcesolutions.alamo.org and workintexas.com. In workintexas.com, even though it's you know, I think people are bombarding the website at this moment, there are still thousands of job openings that are in there. And so what we would encourage people to do is to not give up, to you know, keep their hopes alive, and one, reach out to us for help either through the phone number or through our website, but also to get registered and work in Texas so they can start to receive job leads.
Juan Solis, the CEO of the board chair of Workforce Solutions Alamo. I understand there's this rapid response sources that have been provided. What is that?
Rapid response gives us the opportunity when an employer tells us that, hey, we're about to take this action. Most recently, I'll give an example. The Knicks Hospital, when it decided to become a hotel, they told us of those that they were going to have to let go. It allows us at that point to be able to work with those individuals and find whether they want to continue the pathway, the career pathway that they're there, or move to somebody else. But Chris brought up something that's really, really important to understand. Unemployment comes in all shapes and sizes. There's so many different segments that exist. As an example, you have Chris who had a gainful job and has the opportunity when the market comes back to return to writing once again and be a professional writer. You also have those that perhaps now we're seeing were working in the hotel motel industry, and they have a skill set that perhaps at this point needs to be redirected and given an opportunity to upgrade. That's where we also come in with training and counseling. But there's also the jobs out there that quite simply we can't ignore, and those are the ones that they just need for survival. Survival jobs, right? Let me go work somewhere so I can make some money immediately while I work out through this crisis. Those are the different segments that exist that I think of that when we have to be able to be prepared to handle it, we are prepared. I look back at this community, and Chris also brought something else that is a secret sauce, I think, to the success of the city of San Antonio and the surrounding areas. And you know what it is? It's our nonprofit community. It's our caring community that has made San Antonio so different. We only look back and see the days of when we were helping out with Katrina. And then you look at even today welcoming those under GBSA with those that were victims today with the coronavirus. The city of San Antonio has a strong nonprofit workforce, nonprofit community that is stepping up the game from the food bank to the schools now outreach and providing meals like SAISD, taking the bus to the bus stops and have designated areas so people can be stay at home and be fed. These are the type of activities that we should be proud of as a community. And my message is very simple. You're not alone. You have people who care about you. And there is going to be an opportunity for us to rebuild San Antonio after this economic crunch. If you recall, I was there. I was the councilman when we lost Kelly Ofer Space in 1995. At that point, the fear was similar. What the heck's going to happen to our community? Those jobs that so created the middle class for San Antonio, for the Hispanic community in particular, was very strong. My dad worked at Kelly. We understood that. We took it head on with the plan of action that made what is now Port San Antonio as successful as it is today because we came together as community. That is what San Antonio does best. That is what the mayor is about. That is what the county judge is about. And they are the leadership that we all are looking for. We no longer have to wait for the governor to make a decision, nor should we even wait for Washington to figure out which way is up. What we have here are leaderships and leaders that are making a difference. Truly, when you look at the organization that I work for, which is BB&T Now Truist, what it's all about is making sure that you inspire people and make lives better. That's the big difference.
All right, we're taking a break now. You're listening to The Source on Texas Public Radio. We're talking about the coronavirus and unemployment. When we come back, we can answer some of your questions about how this is impacting you. Specifically, you can call in. The number is 833-TPR-TALK, 833-877-8255. The Source continues right after this. You're listening to The Source on Texas Public Radio, 89.1 FM. I'm David Martin Davies. We're talking about the coronavirus and unemployment. We're hearing some scary predictions. They say the unemployment rate could hit 20% or even 30%. We know people are shedding jobs because of the crackdown on restaurants and hotels and bars because we're trying to limit the spread of coronavirus. There are some concerns. You know, we've seen a tweet from President Trump saying that the cure is worse than the problem, but we have to remember that we are trying to save lives, and if we don't take action now, limiting the spread of this disease, the spread of the infection, we could see an incredible nightmare of fatalities in our communities. And I'm sure we all agree that we don't want to see that. If you got a question or a comment, you can call in. The number is 833-TPR-TALK, 833-877-8255. With us, we're joined by Adrian Lopez, the CEO of Workforce Solutions Alamo, Romanita Mata Barrera, Executive Director of SA Works Workforce Development Arm of the San Antonio Economic Development Foundation, and also Juan Solis, former San Antonio City Councilmember, Board Chair for the Workforce Solutions Alamo. Adrian Lopez, I'd like to learn more about survival jobs. What are we talking about?
Yeah, so if you were to go, for example, workintexas.com, you would get to see, you know, the listing of all the existing jobs that, you know, are posted, or a good portion of them. So there's about 600,000 jobs that are currently on the website for Texas. To look at those more closely for the area or the region, you would have to just type in your zip code. But some of the jobs that were posted, for example, today, there's a job out of Allied Universal, which I believe is probably logistics. Business. Has an unarmed emergency response team temporary position, $17 an hour. There's also stability staffing that are looking for jobs or for folks to work in the medical industry. Employer Solutions has general laborers, warehouse workers. Methodist Hospital has several types of positions that are currently open. Walmart and Seguin, HEB, and several locations are looking for folks, Dollar General as well as BS. So these are some examples of the existing jobs that were just posted today in workintexas.com. So that's why we're encouraging all of the listeners there that if you are affected by this this crisis, to please, you know, go to workintexas.com, and you'll get an opportunity to actually see what positions are out there.
But I'm going to get real here. Maybe some people are thinking this, Adrian, that, well, why would I take one of those jobs which could put me in a position where I could be exposed to the coronavirus? Instead, I could stay at home and possibly get unemployment, or I could get this check that they're talking about in Washington, D.C., and wait this out. I mean, what would you tell that person who proposed that?
Yeah, obviously, from our perspective, people's health and their safety is our highest priority, including not only our clients, but also, you know, the folks that work in our centers, right? And we've taken some steps to mitigate some of that. Families will have to make a decision of what's best for them. Certainly, there are unemployment benefits that are available for folks who qualify and are eligible, but that might not be the best situation for every family. So what's important here is to be able to convey to the general public that we have options, right? And that people have options, because we don't want people to fall into despair and be able to think that that there are no opportunities out there.
Romanita Mata Barrera with the San Antonio Economic Development Foundation. Can you talk about job training opportunities? The economy is certainly going to be going through a shift right now. Certainly, there's going to be a lot of interest on people who can work online. Is there going to be help for those folks to develop those skills?
Certainly, David. I know that that is a topic that we have been heavily involved in directing those conversations around transferable skills and what are the skills of the future, even prior to what we're facing today with the coronavirus, and ensuring that we're building the people of San Antonio so that they can take on the jobs of the future. The current challenge does not necessarily change that. I think rather it reinforces the importance of helping San Antonians build skills needed to enter the jobs of the future. I would say technical skills are going to be critical. This the current situation is forcing us all to become virtual workers. Obviously, in the IT and cybersecurity industry, this has already been very much a common practice, but we're going to see that more and more so for other professionals. And that is going to require folks to have a certain level of comfort around technology and being able to readily assess information, access data, and then determine what to do with that data. And so we have been already in close conversations with local organizations like TechBlock, like Workforce Solutions Alamo, and like Alamo Colleges and other providers of online resources, where we are posting actually on our website. We have a website, www.sarealandready.com. Again, that's sarealandready.com, where we are posting real-time updates on resources that we have available, specifically also upskilling and reskilling tools at no cost or a very low cost to individuals so that they can continue to reskill while they are at home during this downtime. But we are going to see those critical skills around embracing change and resilience that you hear about all the time. Our employers talk to us about that, saying we can train someone for technical skills, but I really need folks to have these skills. And the situation today is really going to force us to drive towards helping build those skills within individuals in a really creative way. And remotely looks like that's going to be our approach. And so we're looking at resources that are online at no cost to little cost, so that individuals at home, like the gentleman who called earlier, can continue to be updated on what he can do to quickly plug into either job opportunities or other reskilling opportunities that we may have available.
And Juan Solis, I turn to you with this question because you have a broad base of knowledge in helping the South Side, West Side, and communities, working communities of San Antonio. If we're switching more and more to work online, that really cutting off families who don't have access to online in their home. So if you have to shelter in place until you figure it out online, if you don't have a computer, if you don't have internet, what are you? You're basically out of luck, kind of. How can we fix that?
I think what's important is that we recognize the digital divide has always been there and has been a challenge for those of us who have been talking about the new jobs that are on the horizon. What's important for us is working with organizations like AT&T and others who provide for people with that. Right now, the program is, quite honestly, if you're receiving any financial benefits from the government, you're eligible to have access to the internet through AT&T at a reduced price. So there are some programs like those. They need to be expanded. I'm fortunate that I also sit on the board of directors for Port San Antonio. We have been talking about this need to be able to shift the thinking of people's opportunities for the future to those along the technological pathway. The reality is, as jobs evolve, this crisis has brought us to a greater realization that the Innovation Center, the opportunity of connecting people with technology and employers who are looking on the next horizon, it gives you an opportunity. As I said earlier, segments of unemployment come in so many different ways. I want to talk to the segment today, right now, to those of you that have been working at a job probably for the last 3 to 5 years and quite honestly are not really happy and have been looking for an opportunity for you to make a change and invest in the time. Well, now is the time. Now is the time for you to take that opportunity and move to something that perhaps you have always thought about and you haven't had the opportunity. This virus, this situation forces you now, because you've been laid off, to look at that and make the change that is necessary for your family and the sustainability that is so important for you and your children and your family as you move forward. It changes the trajectory. It could be seen as a negative opportunity, but the reality is, the way I see it, it's a unique opportunity for people who are ready to make that change. Too many times people stay at jobs too long, and before you know it, it's 5 years in, then you're 10 years in,
right,
and you're still doing the same job. Here's an opportunity through Workforce Development Solutions Alamo. We're ready. SA Works is ready. Project Quest is ready. There are plenty of organizations that would like to take you to the next level. So join us. Come see us. Call us. Adrian said it correct. You need to reach us, and whether you sit down with us and figure out which way you want to go, it's a consultation that needs to take place so we understand it. But also what you asked earlier is a tough question. We cannot tell people one size fits all. I'm kind of an example of that right now. However, what you ended up seeing is the fact that everybody's family situation is different. They make the call whether they need a survival job or they need a change in their lifestyle or anything else. That is the opportunity that they should look at this crisis as an opportunity to change the trajectory of their lives.
And what's the first step in doing that one?
Calling 224-HELP, Workforce Solutions Alamo, and becoming part with us. Work with us. We have counselors. We have people ready to understand where it is you want to take your life and your livelihood forward.
All right. We're taking another break. When we come back, we're going to talk some specifics about gig workers and people who have small businesses. How is this impacting you? What kind of help is out there for you? Our phone line is 833-TPR-TALK, 833-877-8255. We're talking about the economy, unemployment, what's happening in San Antonio because of the coronavirus. A lot of people are losing their jobs through no fault of their own, but we're living in historic times. We're trying to save lives, and we have to adjust. Maybe, just maybe, listening to Juan Solis just now, by the time we get done with this, we could better prepare San Antonio for the economy of the future. Again, the number is 833-TPR-TALK, 833-877-8255. We'll be right back. This is The Source on Texas Public Radio, 89.1 FM. I'm David Martin Davies. We're talking about coronavirus and unemployment. Adrian Lopez, CEO of Workforce Solutions Alamo, got an email from Mike. Can an independent contractor qualify for unemployment in Texas? For example, a real estate agent or other on 1099.
Yeah, I believe the answer to that is no. And what we would encourage those folks to do is to reach out to the Small Business Administration for other types of assistance. But unfortunately, the way it currently stands is I don't believe that those folks would be eligible for unemployment.
I got an email from Julia. What can be done to stop businesses who are wrongfully claiming to be essential and remain open? I fear that the safety of my partner who returned to his delivery job today. While I am quarantined, he will be interacting with 10, 20 people or more throughout the course of his day. Doesn't seem safe or responsible. Juan Solis, some businesses are still rocking and rolling, even though they're not supposed to be.
You know, it's a challenge. It really is a tough call for every small business person out there. My opportunity here working for the bank is working with small business owners directly. And so I hear the stories. The hard part is just figuring out how they're able to stay safe and still continue, because there's a bottom line that they need to meet. I realize that some people have been able to shift and provide mostly in the restaurant area to like we've heard about the drive-through areas and other areas. But quite honestly, I would tell them the city of San Antonio, Bexar County, in particular Bexar County, has stepped up to the plate. And if they call the Lyft Fund and they have the opportunity, and I'll get the number before we finish this conversation, the county is putting up money for people that are affected by the virus directly. Some working capital money, and that's important. They can be able to provide you up to $25,000, I believe, for the small business operator who needs some assistance to be able to pass through this period. Every small business owner understands it. Every small business feels it. And if that money is available, it comes at no interest, is what I understand, I'd grab it in a heartbeat.
All right, I'm going to go to the phoners. This is Jane. Hey, Jane, thanks for calling into The Source. You're on the air.
Thanks for having me. As far as I know, Trump has declared an emergency for all 50 states, but that declaration does not cover disaster unemployment benefits, and they're only available in states that request it and have a major disaster declaration for individual assistance. I'm a crafter and a storyteller, and all of my gigs and shows have been cancelled until November. Where do self-employed people go?
All right, Jane, thank you for that. Adrian Lopez with Workforce Solutions Alamo.
So, you know, everything is happening so quickly. So just to give you an idea of how fast this is occurring, on Friday we were informed by the state to submit, if we were interested, a disaster recovery grant application. They said you have to submit by 5 o'clock. So we got notice at noon, and we submitted by 5 o'clock a $12 million grant.
Well, that's like light speed for you guys, man. That's crazy.
Yes, exactly. But what we place into the grant is these types of services, right? So it may not be necessarily for small business owners, right? But it may be that, you know, in the meantime, that if they wanted to change careers or if they wanted to go into one of the targeted industries, that we could potentially use those resources and those dollars, right? We don't know if we're going to get those funds. But what we would encourage folks is to continue to sort of reach out to us and look for those opportunities, because this stuff is changing on a daily basis.
All right, another call. Let's go to Cynthia. Cynthia, welcome to The Source. You're on the air.
Hi. This is sort of the other side of the coin. For those of us that are lucky enough to have job stability and some financial stability, how can we help others besides giving monetarily to organizations? Is there a specific way that we can help others, the ones that actually have security?
Right. Romanita Mata Barrera with the San Antonio Economic Development Foundation. How can we all come together on these things?
Absolutely. I appreciate your caller. Thank you very much calling to offer assistance. I think whether you're an individual all the way to a large employer, we've seen it with HEB, USAA, First Sports and Entertainment, and others. If you have ways of that creatively that you're helping your own employees or maybe your children at home to stay informed and busy, send us tips. We are constantly talking to folks and saying, what are you doing in your own business or daily work that's creative and innovative around communicating to your team members, keeping them informed and keeping them engaged? What resources may you have available? And it's not just monetary, but also just online resources or access to information that we can post. Feel free to send it our way. Again, we have our website, sarealandready.com. And if you have any, and we have different areas of focus. We have business resources, workforce resources, health and utility updates, as well as community outreach. So we have those four focus areas. So if you feel that you want to contribute in any of those four ways, please reach out to us. We would be happy to find ways that we can have you engage. And thank you so much for offering to assist.
And so job seekers, if you worked in a restaurant and you got laid off, is that going to hurt you because you relied on tips? Adrian Lopez?
Yeah, that's a really great question, and I'm not sure I have a clear answer for that. I think my staff would probably be much more qualified to answer that particular question, which is, again, and I'm probably sounding like a broken record here, you know, that's why we are encouraging folks to reach out to us, right, via the number or the two websites that we mentioned earlier.
And so you have all these, you have facilities around San Antonio, around the areas, not just limited to Bexar County, right, Adrian?
Correct. Yeah, we have 16 workforce centers. And at this point, you know, we have strategically decided to keep those open so that we can be responsive. However, that may change, as time progresses, right, because some of the individual communities may be, designating their own particular proclamations that may affect staying open or having our center stay open.
But you had your website actually crashed with so much demand recently.
Actually, that was the Texas Workforce Commission's website that crashed. Ours was still faring fairly well. We have invested about $100,000 into moving our staff into working remotely, but we also are making significant investments into our IT infrastructure as well as communications.
So we got a tweet. How can small businesses possibly pay their employees or do paid sick leave when the money simply isn't there? I'm a family-owned business, truck repair, owned by our family since 1935. What do we do to help our employees? Juan Solis, what do you say?
You know, that is, qualified. You know, I don't feel qualified to answer that except empathize with the understanding of it. Quite honestly, we're about the job creation and job opportunity. And so, whether we can comment in reference to your sustainability, we empathize with you. We don't have an answer for you. I suppose that would be going to the business community, maybe the business chambers of commerce that could respond better than we're qualified. But I do want to make one point that Adrian just brought up. We are taking our staff to the next level in terms of remote access, in showing them today, tomorrow, the next day, to be able to provide those services without having to be in person. This is the wave of the future. This is what is going on. And we've invested, as Adrian said, $100,000. And this wasn't like last week. This wasn't last month or last year. It's within the last week. Why? Because we understand what needs to take place to be able to provide services as we run through this crisis. So we're taking the proper steps. We're also showing by example that how do you take what was old style, come visit me in my building, come to me and see me, and make it now remote access where we can virtually have virtual meetings. Zoom is going to be utilized. There's different things that we're doing. We're also upgrading our website to be able to have the chat bot so that people have answers 24/7. It's not, we got to change how we do business overall. And it's a challenge for everybody.
Sure. Let me get another question into Romanita Mata Barrera while we have a chance. We're running out of time. But, this is not going to last forever. We don't know how long this is going to be, but eventually we will get through this. And it seems like people need to be thinking about how do I prepare for the reopening of the economy? And what should they be thinking?
Great question, David. I think it's thinking about how this will impact work going forward. I don't think we're going back to our normal work habits in terms of maybe going into an office. I think we are being forced very quickly into what has been spoken about throughout the conversation today of future of remote and virtual workforce, but it will also force us to think very innovatively. And so we're always looking at what is the private sector doing in terms of their own challenges, but also opportunities to engage their workforce remotely, to reskill them, upskill them. And so I think it's an opportunity for us to work very closely. We're very fortunate in San Antonio to have private sector that is not only thinking about their own employees and their livelihood, but the community in general and how they have come together also to support at a community level nonprofit. So I think it's a real opportunity for all of us to look at how we can learn remotely, communicate remotely. We're going to be working very closely with our school districts as well to sure. identify ways to provide them work experiences remotely for you.
Romanita Mata Barrera, Executive Director of San Antonio Works, Workforce Development Arm of the San Antonio Economic Development Foundation. Adrian Lopez is CEO of the Workforce Solutions Alamo. And Juan Solis, former San Antonio City Council member, is the Board Chair of Workforce Solutions Alamo. This is The Source on Texas Public Radio.
This has been The Source on Texas Public Radio. The Source is hosted by David Martin Davies, produced by Ken Johnson and Dallas Williams, with production assistance provided by me, Ruben Garcia. Dan Katz is TPR's news director. Support for The Source comes from contributors to the Community Engagement Fund, including the Gladys and Ralph Lazarus Foundation.